Johnstown now for KJM's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Cold.
It's cold.
But it's not like yesterday. Thank goodness.
No, it's not snowing.
No. And the phone's not ringing this morning like it was yesterday.
No.
Yesterday morning, the phone was just one long ring for about, 2 hours or so. It just seemed to never stop. One of those deals. I don't believe we have any cancellations, postponements of any kind here this morning. We've not heard from anyone so far about today after yesterday's big, long list of cancellations and postponements and things. So folks need to get up and get going. 4 degrees outside right now. It's still chilly. There's a little bit of a breeze, not as bad as it was yesterday, but of course, we've had a day now to clear off roads and things, so your commute should be much better. It is a little slippery in spots, though. Be careful of some of that ice that's formed out there, too, on some of the lesser travel roadways, especially this morning. Kendall Warren is in with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got to use a washer-dryer stack-type unit, less than a year old. Use Maytag Drying Center. Got a front-load washer, one used top-load washer in very good condition. Several use gas and electric clothes dryers, still have that older model portable dishwasher, works good. Several use built-in dishwashers, microwave hood combinations, got several of those, $25 and take your pick, and they're guaranteed to work. Use large upright freezer, used electric cooktop, used luxury water softener, a couple of years old, use natural gas brick vent water heater, and two smooth-top electric ranges, and three other used ranges would be very suitable for apartment use. Got gas and electric water heaters we deliver and install. Excuse me. Haul the old heat away and take care of the service after the sale. Water softeners by Luxury. It's an Iowa company. Bring us a small sample of water for hardness. We'll test it for that. Refrigerators, over 75 units in stock. A very good selection of models, colors, and prices. We offer Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, and LG. And freezers on the bottom, side-by-sides, and a very popular freezer, French door with bottom freezer. And, of course, as usual, top trade-ins on any clean, used working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. You do anything exciting? Sunday's the big Super Bowl game coming up on Sunday. Everybody, it seems like everybody parties, has some sort of a gathering and things.
I'm not going to.
You just, do you even watch the game?
Possibly.
Maybe, we'll see.
Yeah.
Who knows? Chris, game? Party?
Yeah, I'll watch a game. Have a few friends get together. Not too many.
Not too many?
No.
Big doings? You put a lot of time and effort planning into it?
I have in the past, but I'm not going to this time.
Why do you get together? Just because it's an opportunity to get together with friends?
Yeah,
or because you love football? Or
A little of both.
Oh, okay. I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering. Kind of asking around. You know, Super Bowl is coming up this Sunday, and the Super Bowl party has kind of become a staple of life in general here in the area. Well, actually, in the country, everybody gets together for Super Bowl parties and things like that. It's I guess everybody loves a good reason for a party.
That's true.
Why not?
Don't need much of an excuse.
We don't seem to be able to get together as often as we used to, so why not take advantage of any excuse you can? But do you really think much about what you're doing Super Bowl Sunday when you sit down with all those friends to have a good time? Did you know that the Super Bowl is the second biggest, I guess you call it Chow Fest? It's the second biggest food day of the year. I bet you can guess what the first is.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that would be correct. Thanksgiving is the number one food day of the year as far as consumption goes for Americans. But Super Bowl Sunday is the second biggest food day of the year. So you might want to consider maybe making some room because you're probably going to do a little bit more serious eating than you usually do. And in fact, according to the Snack Food Association, I didn't even know there was one of those. But according to the Snack Food Association, Americans double their average daily consumption of snacks on Super Bowl Sunday. So when folks get together to have a party, they have a party. They consume more than 33 million pounds of goodies in one day, snack food goodies in one day. So when you have your Super Bowl gathering, how many people will be there?
5 to 10, somewhere in there.
Oh, well, you're not even starting.
No.
Come on.
No, don't want to go any bigger than that.
that's not much at all. In case you were wondering, the average number of people at a Super Bowl party is 17. That's not huge. But when you consider the type of party, you're not renting a hall.
Yeah.
You know, you're not renting the community building in your hometown. You're gathering folks around in your living room or your family room or den or whatever you call it at your place where the big TV is to watch the big game. Of those people who come to watch the Super Bowl at your house, 5% of them will watch, or actually 5% of people in the country will be watching the game alone. 5% of the country. Well, that's it, just 5%. So obviously pretty much everybody, 95% of everybody at least, is partying with other folks to watch the game.
Except the people that don't watch it at all.
Well, and now you're going where I'm going next here. Because of the statistics of the Super Bowl, one out of every 12 people who watched the game couldn't care less about football. Couldn't care less. They probably can't even tell you who's playing. They probably haven't watched a game all year. I'm not just talking about the women in the crowd either.
No.
One out of every 12 people who watch the game will suffer through all that boring football for one reason and one reason only.
Watch the commercials?
You got it. Nice guess. All they really care about is because all of the commercial hype that you get during the Super Bowl. All of those new commercials that everyone debuts. It's kind of interesting. Some of the most interesting Super Bowl food facts out there. By the way, just in case you're wondering, you may not want to have a big breakfast on Super Bowl Sunday. You may want to kind of pace yourself on that day if you're planning for the big party, because the average Super Bowl watcher will consume about 1,200 calories while they're snacking during the game. So you're going to get a healthy dose of calories that day. Now, of course, remember, we talk about snacking. You immediately think all the food that you're going to be enjoying. But there are also beverages involved. And whether those are alcoholic or non-alcoholic, there are calories and things attached to those, too. So, yeah, you'll be consuming just a wee bit that day. Do you have a favorite food for Super Bowl parties?
I'm a big wings guy, so I like to have some wings around.
You like to make a mess.
Oh, yeah.
Well, everyone has their different favorites, and you know what? They're all good. You can bring them all. Bring them all over. We'll try them all. Yeah, wings, chili, sub sandwiches, whatever you seem to enjoy. Just make sure you do it.
I had a buddy that actually brought the fryer over last year so that he could make his bacon-wrapped jalapeno tater tots, which were quite amazing.
Ooh. Wow. You know what I don't like is the Super Bowl party mess. You know, just be careful how you do things, too, especially if you're going to offer things like chili or salsa. Especially if you have, like, white carpet or white furniture. Sometimes you have to think through these things a little bit, too. Well, you know, one of the other things that you need to be aware of, if you're planning and preparing for that Super Bowl party, is food safety as well. The folks at the nutritionists with the Iowa State University Extension Service also, they want to remind us, too, that, you know, when you get a large group of people together, you're going to get a lot of good food. You got a football game on. You know, people aren't paying attention to a whole lot of things. Sometimes you kind of lose your focus. So there are some certain things you should do. One of those is clean your hands and clean the other surfaces with soap and water, not just with water. You know, when you are preparing your foods, where you're serving things as well, you don't want to have any false starts while you're preparing your food. Unclean hands, one of the biggest culprits for spreading bacteria. Finger foods at parties, that's pretty much all you got. Finger foods. Sometimes you don't see a single fork or a spoon anywhere near a Super Bowl party. So, you know, those things are especially vulnerable. Those who are making the foods, those who are guests there, should all wash their hands with soap and warm water for 20 seconds before and after you handle food. And be sure to clean those eating surfaces often, too, and wash the serving platters before you fill them back up with fresh food again, too. Also, make sure you separate things, because you may have two different things. You may have uncooked foods and then also the ready-to-eat foods. Well, juices from raw meat can have harmful bacteria that will, you know, cross-contaminate some other things. Ready-to-eat foods that would otherwise score big with your guests can cause problems. So you want to block those things by using one cutting board for raw meat and poultry, and then use a different one if you're cutting veggies or foods that won't be cooked. If you use only one cutting board, wash it with hot soapy water after preparing each food item. That's acceptable as well. But sometimes we kind of forget to do that, and you don't really think much about it, and all it takes is one little mistake, and then everybody comes down sick. You want to make sure you use a food thermometer if you're cooking meats and poultries and things like that. It's Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, we're goofing around doing all kinds of things, getting prepared for this, that, and that. You know, sometimes we're not paying real close attention, so make sure things are cooked to the proper level of doneness when you're putting things in the oven, especially some of those poultries and things like that, pork, if you're going to be using those types of things as well. And also, if you're going back for a second helping of party food, oh boy, if it's left at room temperature for too long, could get sick too. There's kind of a standard rule of thumb with those types of things that 2 hours at room temperature should be all that something is left out for. Now, remember how long a football game is? About 3 hours. Now, remember how long the Super Bowl is? About 8 hours. It's that's if you're not watching the pregame show. So, you know, things can sit out for a very long time. Any perishable foods that aren't served with a hot source, you know, like a slow cooker or maybe a little Sterno or something underneath, or a cold source, you know, like a bowl of ice or something placed underneath. It's something that you could keep it for a decent amount of time. Anything that's not served like that should be only kept out for about 2 hours at room temperature. And 2 hours doesn't mean from the time that you serve it. It means from the time you pulled it out of the oven or pulled it out of the refrigerator, if that's the case. If anything longer than that, they should be put away. You can refrigerate or freeze the leftovers to block any bacteria from multiplying. But, if you have stuff sitting out any longer than that, then you run the risk of having some problems there, too. So, you know, sometimes, especially if you're having longer parties like that, because, like I said, think about how long the game lasts. What's it start? It kicks off about 5:30-ish. And it's rarely over before 9:30. So you're looking at a four-hour event there. And then depending upon when your party starts, how much pregame you're going to watch. I mean, you can easily watch about 14, 15, 16 hours worth of Super Bowl coverage on that day if you start watching the pregame stuff that's on early in the mornings and all through the day. So depending upon how long your friends and family are going to be around for that, you know, you might want to plan to bring certain things out at different times. So you don't just set all the food out at once. Maybe bring things out in kind of in waves as the day goes along so that you keep things safe. So have fun, make your favorite stuff, but, you know, you always want to do it safely, too. It's supposed to be fun, even if your favorite team loses, I guess. You want it to be a fun day. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that's possible. Kendall Warren, tell us more about WNS Appliance.
If freezer's just and upright by Whirlpool, Manor, and Frigidaire, sizes from 5-3, including 25 cubic foot, most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Washers and dryers in top load, front load, and small, large, and super-capacity models. If you have a space problem, we have stack units. We offer Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG. Also, Speed Queen, which is made in the USA, and they carry a 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service. Gas and electric ranges, freestanding on display, and a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Whirlpool, Maytag, Frigidaire, and LG. Built-in ovens, drop-in ovens, slide-in ranges, and range hoods. Stop and see us at WNS. The pot's on, the peanuts are out. And I'll be there till 8 this evening, Jim.
And if during your Super Bowl party you find that maybe that oven's not working the way you want, or the cooktop's just not firing up, or maybe the refrigerator's just not big enough to hold all this stuff anymore, I bet you can help them out.
You bet.
Very good. Or maybe you need a new microwave.
We can help them there, too.
Yeah. You know, you put that chili con queso in there for a couple seconds too long and without a cover on it, you know what kind of mess it makes in your microwave. Sometimes it's easier to get a new one than it is to clean the old one. Kendall, thanks a lot. Appreciate that very much. Hey, you go out making a great day, and God bless America.